For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included on the print version are omitted from this audio version. The Great White Throne Judgment. The Great White Throne Judgment, also referred to as the Final Judgment, is described in Revelation 20:11-15 and takes place after the Battle of Gog and Magog. This judgment is the event which closes the millennium. At that time, the wicked, both those who are yet living and those resurrected from the dead, will be assembled to stand before God, who sits upon the throne. The righteous will not be present at the Great White Throne Judgment, their sins having already been forgiven and their faithfulness rewarded. The throne of judgment is white, symbolizing the absolute purity of the judge. At the Great White Throne Judgment, all the unsaved, regardless of what status they achieved on earth, will stand before God in the agony and shame of their sins. Their record books will be opened, and all present will be judged according to their deeds done in the body. Each sinner will be face to face with God alone, and will be doomed because he did not accept God's salvation. Because none of their names will be found written in the book of life, each will be sentenced to everlasting punishment and cast into the lake of fire, where they will remain throughout eternity. Counsel for ministers. It is important to understand and distinguish between the various judgments described in Scripture. The Bible teaches that there will be judgment for every person who has ever lived. According to Romans 14:12, every one of us shall give account of himself before God. However, all will not be judged at the same time. Those who have been justified have had their sins judged beforehand by confessing them and putting them under the blood of Jesus. They have been pardoned, and their names have been recorded in the book of life. In contrast, those who have not come to God for forgiveness are storing up wrath against themselves, and ultimately will be judged for their sins.